The death toll rises in China. Christians take action. Young leaders gather in Cameroon for strategic training, and Christians fast for the unreached in South America. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The number of dead after China's quake may rise to 50,000, but China partners Eric Berkland says,
from the ground, what we're hearing is that life is returning back to normal fairly quickly, and the government is responding well to the situation. They're trying to do all they can to help.
As the daily ebb and flow begins again for many, the needs are still great for recovery efforts and supplies. China partners' summer pastoral training may be replaced with humanitarian work, since their partner organization is already helping the recovery effort. Berkland says at the same time, Christians are helping to fill deep spiritual needs.
The beautiful thing is that we as believers and the Christians in China right now, those who love Jesus and follow him, can show their Christian love to these neighbors of theirs with a very practical way of serving them. And as a result of that, I really believe many will come to faith.
Next, more than 40,000 people are dead, and it could increase to over a million if aid isn't allowed into Myanmar, a country decimated by Cyclone Nargis. Vision Beyond Borders founder Patrick Klein just returned from there, where he was one of the first foreigners to deliver badly needed medicines to their church partners who are providing aid.
1 million to 2 million people could be affected by this. They could actually die because of disease, food shortage, water problems. The water is polluted. Disease is starting to set in, and a lot of starvation.
Klein says food prices have tripled, water is scarce, and now another problem.
We've heard that there are now 6,000 orphans from the cyclone, and I believe that we have an opportunity as a church to reach out to orphans. So we're trying to get these kids out of the cyclone areas and then get them into children's homes, Christian homes, where these kids will come to know Jesus.
These orphans face human trafficking and other abuses if they don't get assistance. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Since two national radio networks removed its gospel programs from their schedules, Transworld Radio is scrambling to find ways to reach more Russians with the message of salvation. Those two networks had aired TWR in 11 different time zones since 1991. In January, TWR began offering Russians Christian radio over the internet. It can also reach over half the Russian population through a transmitter in Moldova. Pray how you can help TWR reach the Russian people. Next, 139 men gathered in Cameroon from four French-speaking nations recently to discuss the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Global Advance's David Shibley says it included denominational leaders, leaders of church planning movements, and
also for very specific and we believe strategic young emerging leaders in the nation of Cameroon. So it was a by invitation only conference, not for all pastors. And this higher level of leader who has impact and influence over often many churches.
Sibley says the men who gathered understand the need for a cooperative effort in world evangelization. He believes there will be a continued long-term effect from this new conference.
We saw this as a pilot project. We intend now to refine it, fine-tune it, and to take it to other nations as well.
Leaders also receive literature that will help keep the vision alive after the conference. And this past weekend, missionaries with the International Mission Board set aside a day to fast and pray for the unreached peoples of the Amazon Basin. There are 400 people groups there in an area as large as the United States. Most of the groups have very few Christians, and almost a quarter of them have never heard the gospel because they're completely cut off from the outside world. Pray that the South American governments will allow these people to have choices and opportunities. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that will awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.